This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Begin with that. What was going well for you in the first period? You seemed like you had a lot of speed and a lot of things going well.
Yeah, I thought our pace was good, obviously. Transition game was quick. Support was great. And, you know, it was a fairly... smooth period, to say the least, good signs. As of, you know, we're looking for progress and improvement day to day through camp, and I thought that was real good.
Your 38 goal number one center jumps in to the aid of a teammate. As much as a heart and throat moment that might be, what kind of statement does that say about this club?
Yeah, that's I think that's impressive. You certainly. You know, when you see a guy that scored 38 goals for you throwing punches, you're obviously concerned to just get through this without getting injured yourself. But you know, it's obviously a testament to how these guys feel about each other and what they believe they are capable of, you know, potentially accomplishing on a nightly basis. Because you fight for what you love, and obviously, you know, that's my takeaway. So I don't like seeing Tej in there, but I think, you know, it's a good sign, and I would suspect many guys would follow suit on that. Although, you know, there was absolutely no hesitation. Tej was right there, and there was no hesitation. So great to see players stick up for each other like that.
Don, you've seen a lot in Tej that other coaches haven't seen. You made that move to put him at center. Did you know that he had that dog in him, really, to throw hands in a preseason game?
You know, one of my early games, and I was still an interim coach at the time in Boston, he did a very similar thing that I think it was Riley Sheahan that got run over pretty good, and he had no hesitation against a pretty tough guy in Boston. And so this isn't the first time Tej has stuck up for teammates. And you know, again, you fight for what you believe in, and I think he believes in our guys and believes in what we're doing. And you know, when that's the case, you there isn't hesitation about investing and going further. And you know, he's got a lot more than scoring goals in him. That's clearly evident on when you see instances like that.
Don Kyle did play in the third period. What was his situation?
Yeah, he is going to. He won't be in practice tomorrow. He's going to, it looks like, battle a short, well, it is going to be a shorter term injury, but he will not skate the next few days until we get, you know, see how he responds, I guess. But it won't be a long term deal.
Coach, as the preseason comes to an end, is there anything you need to focus on or improve as we get to the regular season?
Yeah, a lot, actually, a lot. But I'm going to be saying that the whole year. It's still, we're still a very young hockey team. You just look at our lineup, and the growth potential is huge. And so we're just going to keep chipping away. We'll look at film today. I actually, you know, I don't want to say I love it, but from the coaching side, the third period was really good for us from the coaching side. You know, it would be, the first period was almost too easy for us. I'm really happy that we had to fight and battle and, you know, go through a challenge in the third period where we just, you know, maybe lost our step. And I spoke to the guys after the game about that. But, you know, we know there's a lot of room for growth, and we're just going to keep focusing on growing.
In this particular case where you gave up two goals in 19 seconds, did you just feel the guys got sloppy on those plays, or was it a mental focus, or what did you feel?
Well, I think it was for sure a little bit careless just on, you know, we had two guys bump into each other, Mitzi and Tucker on the one, and if you don't run into each other, there's no goal against there. So we And then the next one, we made a real soft play 19 seconds later, as you mentioned. And those are things that, you know, when you have things going easy for you, sometimes you lose a little focus on, you know, how hard you have to be and how long the fight is. And that was the case. And so, you know, I don't mind adversity. We need it. And to me, and I've said to you guys many times, it's to me, the best teams are the ones that handle it. It's not the ones that avoid it. So, you know, we've got to learn how to handle, you know, challenge. And tonight was, you know, an opportunity in the preseason to do that. And it's useful.
Is Kyle's injury upper?
Upper, sorry.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, he that was this morning we talked. So, you know, in the interim, yeah, that was the plan then, to put him in the whole game. And he was fine with it, so. It's a good thing he played in the third, I guess.
So you're okay with, I know you don't want to see a deep double lead, but you're okay in this situation?
You know, Joe, it's for me, what I said to the team, you know, you're in the NHL. Like, you're gonna give up leads. You're gonna get scored on. It just, you can't go the whole season with everything working perfect and dominate 60 minutes every night. So I'm more concerned with how we respond when something unfortunate happens. And, it, you know, 19 seconds later, the next unfortunate thing happened. That's my concern is, you know, you are going to have things that don't go in your favor and go against you, momentum swings. And I'm more interested in how fast we get back to our game. And it doesn't count, it doesn't cost us another goal. Or another mistake, or a sequence of mistakes, because you know it in pro sports that momentum shifts, and it's a sequence of mistakes, and it's a long thing, and we want to just limit that immediately, and that, you know, we can easily see on film just the body language of guys, you know, the way they moved and backed off stuff, or, you know, stop being fearless and aggressive, like we've spoken of so many times. So it is actually good that that happened.
Speaking of scoring, how do you feel about getting multiple scoring from a multitude of players?
Yeah, it's good, especially in the preseason, because none of these guys feel themselves yet, you know, so they're fighting to get to their game and feel good, their timing and rhythm and pace, and so it's always a boost, a good shot of adrenaline when you do score, so, you know, to spread that out and get multiple guys score, even an empty net goal at the end is actually feels good to just get a goal, so that's a help.
Paterka, Krebs, and Quinn, three guys that came up to Buffalo a couple times last year. What has their development been like? Obviously, Paterka with the last goal.
Yeah, that's going to be ongoing. But as you mentioned, those three, I mean, that's significant. And you look at, you know, how young some of our defensemen are, and how young Cousins is. I mean, we're a very young team. And there's the growth potential is enormous because those are extremely talented guys. And we are going to have to keep pushing. There was a couple that you mentioned there that I had to push on the bench to, you know, it's time to up your game a little bit, and they'll respond. They're all great people and great kids, and they're very, very passionate about becoming better, and their intent is on that. So it makes my job a lot easier having that mindset attitude out of those guys you mentioned.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.